The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into yet another hour of the program. You can bring up anything that you want, and the we tonight includes me, Ian,
Josie,
and Mark.
We got Josie Wales, a.k.a. The Outlaw. She's with us. She's got herself a Twitter, by the way. It's at Josie The Outlaw and the numeral 1, at Josie The Outlaw 1. Also, the same name is your channel on YouTube, also known as Josie Outlaw on YouTube. Get more of her there. And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to JD. He is on Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. JD, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from South Florida.
Hello.
Hey, JD. Go ahead.
Yeah, so going to the topic of things the state does and how a free society might deal with them, you asked Yossi about this, and she said, you can see a case made for roads fairly easily, mm-hmm. and, you know, things like that. But I think the one thing that is quite tricky is armies and sort of country, in quotes, defense. And the thing that often comes up when this question is asked is that, yeah, private armies are a thing, like Blackwater and all that, and yes, they are more efficient, but they are funded, well, you know, they are hired by the government. So I don't know if that's a fair comparison. So I don't know. I'm just curious to see how you would solve that.
Just to be clear, is your question what would be done in the absence of a government one-size-fits-all monopoly military?
Right. Well, I mean, how would national, in quotes, national defense be dealt with in a free society?
Well, first of all, there would be no nation, number one, and so therefore there wouldn't be.
I don't know that's the case. The fact is that this is the hardest question facing people who advocate for a free society. I'd like to make that clear right from the get-go. This is the toughest question because it's not that I don't believe that a government can rule that the people can rule themselves sort of in a free fashion. It's that another place calling itself a nation or a state may very well try to attack and subjugate those people. And how would they defend themselves against a nation? Because it's one thing to defend yourself against a burglar. It's another thing, or maybe even a motorcycle gang. But it's another thing entirely to defend yourself against tanks and ICBMs and things like that.
But a free society, there wouldn't be a nation there, because a nation is an idea that is...
But there may be a nation attacking it.
Okay, I get what you're saying there. When you say that, you mean an army or whatever from some other plot of land. Nation is just a terrible idea that divides people all around the world and gets them to think that somehow because they were born on a piece of land in a certain, I like what Freedom Fiends were describing it as, in a certain GPS coordinates,
yeah.
That because you were born in certain GPS coordinates, you're better than people born in those other GPS coordinates. It's ridiculous. So if there were a plot of land that had true freedom, then hopefully the idea of the nation state would be gone, at least from that plot of land. So then what happens if somebody's going to attack? Well, the traditional mode of war is to attack the other nation, to attack their military, to attack their military bases, to attack the certain government targets. If there are no military bases, if there are no government targets to take over and to attack, then what will they do? What will the goals be of this supposed invasion? Is it going to be a house-to-house takeover? One neighborhood at a time? Things are going to get pretty tricky and difficult, especially when they're dealing with a bunch of armed people. I don't know about where you live down in South Florida. I remember there was some level of gun freedom in Florida when I lived there. Up here in New Hampshire, there's quite a bit of gun freedom and in other places. So it's going to be a pretty tricky thing for them to attack 300 million people with 300 million firearms or whatever.
It's also really out of vogue, this whole army, this whole war of attainment, this attacking a country to get land. Yes, Russia's attempting to do it over in Crimea, but if you look into it a bit more, maybe what they're trying to do is take over land that's a majority majority of Russian citizens. I don't know the answer. Russian descendant types, nationalities. I don't know. I don't care. But I can tell you Liechtenstein, Andorra, Belgium, Switzerland, Denmark, these are tiny little countries that are next to large countries that at any point could decide, you know what, we'd like that that tax base, and they don't do it.
So what do you think, Josie the Outlaw? I mean, are you scared of this idea that the Red Chinese or the Russians or the Canadians are going to roll in here if we actually have some sort of freedom and try to take over?
That's never actually been a fear that I've had, but I have run into this. It is a tough discussion to have with people because it's one of the first things that, you know, when you come across anyone, you know, say an intelligent status, we'll put it that way, mm-hmm. who thinks that way and who thinks, well, okay, what are we going to do when another country or another, you know, another plot of land inside a certain set of GPS coordinates wants to set up a government here or say we have natural resources in a certain area that they'd like to have and say they focus on that? Well, what's going to be there to protect that certain area? Let's just pick a certain arbitrary set of GPS coordinates like California. Let's say they mm-hmm. have... someone discovers gold again there. And, you know, there is another army that wants to come in and grab that. What is going to be set up here to protect, you know, that area? And when it comes down to it, if there is that free society, people will have the freedoms to defend themselves, and hopefully there will be...
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, privately contracted security companies. And
by the way, if those security companies... Or militias, or whoever.
Exactly.
Whichever these groups are, they're not the government, they're not a monopoly, so they would be contracted in the case of a security company, which would mean that they would actually be obligated to defend your property, whereas the military, if they're defending land, they're only primarily interested in defending government buildings and military installations. If the military has to put a tank round or roll right on through your house, destroy your house in the mission of stopping the enemy, they're going to do that, and they're not going to cut you a check when all is said and done. It's just going to be part of the, you know, you got to break a few eggs and make an omelet. This is
right.
War. Sorry, you've lost your house. Too bad. Whereas if you are under contract with whatever protection agency would exist in the future, if they had to do damage to your property in the process of protecting your property, they probably would owe you for the damage that that was committed to your property. And there may even be insurance for things like that.
Right. And, you know, at night when I think about these crazy things and, you know, I can't sleep, and it's so funny that this is what runs through my head, you know, now as I get older. But I think about how, you know, how awesome these private security companies are going to be. You look at some of the companies like, you know, Apple and those kind of, you know, technology companies that are out there. Well, I believe that the private security companies will be even bigger and more effective, and they'll have, you know, they could have little channels everywhere that then, you know, say one little area is affected or about to be or whatever, then, you know, a lot of people could respond, you know, that's, they'll take from where they need it and kind of put it that way. And I just kind of imagine all the possibilities on how amazing things really could
sure.
be.
Sure, what would competition and innovation in a free market bring to the world of defense?
Exactly.
I mean, we have it to some extent because there's private defense that you can hire today.
Right.
You can hire 24-hour security. You can hire bodyguards. You can do that kind of stuff.
Not to mention that there are more guns in the United States than there are people.
So yeah. We've just been going on here, JD. Do we address your question?
Yeah, that was pretty good. But I don't think it's just, I mean, you know, regarding the, there's no centralized power to take over of, that's true. But, I mean, what I'm thinking of is, say, you know, there's like a little ANCAP enclave somewhere, right?
Mm.
And that presumably used to belong to a country. I wouldn't put it past the state to just go and take over that again.
So you're talking about if, like, New Hampshire were to secede, is that the kind of enclave size you're talking about, or are you just talking about, like, a neighborhood of people when you say an enclave?
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be a neighborhood. And that's the other thing, though, that when we think of a free society, we don't think of a state, but we definitely sometimes think about a system in which there would be maybe a company which people voluntarily pay to, and mm-hmm. that provides certain services. So you could still take over that. Now, I'm not, like, scared, and I don't think it's like a trump card against, you know, ANCAPistan or whatever.
But I'd rather take my chances. I mean, is there a chance that, let's say, New Hampshire secedes from the United States, that the United States or some other country would roll in tanks? I'd rather take my chances than live under what is becoming a tyranny where tanks are already in the streets in some cities.
But I don't think if New Hampshire secedes, it's going to do it based on a vote. And that vote is going to have people that vote against it. So, therefore, mm-hmm. you're going to be forcing some people that don't want to leave the United States to leave the United States.
Like it's going to happen maybe in Scotland in, what, next tomorrow, I think?
Yeah, but that's not...
In the next 24
they're
hours?
They're not going to be free. They're just getting themselves a new state.
There's still going to be some angry people who want to stay with the UK.
They are. They're, indeed. No
so
doubt about it.
So you're saying that the angry people are going to do something about it?
I don't know. Ian, I'm just saying...
We'll come back with more. JD, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number, you can explain it more here in a moment, Mark. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I'd rather take my chances with freedom than live under a tyrant. It's Free Talk Live.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-409-5432. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-409-5432. 1-800-409-5432. That toll-free number again is 1-800-409-5432.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Mark, Bitcoin, the price, kind of on the low side right now, 470, 480, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in that ballpark, yeah.
Maybe a good time to buy if you've been thinking about getting into this amazing decentralized currency. Josie, are you into the Bitcoin?
I have some Bitcoin, yes.
Excellent. It's a fine idea to have some Bitcoin. You don't want to put all your money into Bitcoin. That would be putting all your eggs in one basket. That could be very dangerous. But I think that Bitcoin, like gold and silver, is a great alternative currency. In fact, of course, if you want gold and silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. Those things, those have been around forever, and people know what they're all about. Bitcoin's a little bit new. It's kind of exciting, a little dangerous, a little scary for people, but also could be very, very good. In fact, yep. There are companies all around the world that are accepting Bitcoin more and more every single week.
I think it's a truism that good technology tends to drive out bad technology.
Mm.
Fiat currency, paper, flippy dollar things made by governments that are backed by nothing, those things are old technology.
Yes.
They've been doing that for some time, and what we find out is not only are they very counterfeitable and that the banks that store them are very beholden to the government, but at about every 40 years, they collapse and have to be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some collapses are minor and some collapses are major. You never know when one's going to happen. And, you know, they're just, you know, they're not a currency of value. Bitcoins are a much better technology when it comes to currency than fiat dollars are. And if you want to get into them or other cryptocurrencies, you can go through expresscoin.com. They allow you to get Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin in the United States or in Canada. You can do it by simply making a deposit at a credit union that has shared branching right in your town, and you'll have your cryptocurrency within a business day. That's pretty fast service. They're a licensed money services business. It's fast, it's safe, it's easy to use them. I've done lots and lots of business with expresscoin.com, and I'm going to continue doing it because they give great service. You can even do it from your smartphone by when you download the app from expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL on your first transaction. You can buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin and pay no fee from expresscoin.com with coupon code FTL.
All right, let's continue here. You can bring up anything you'd like. Let's go to Nathan in Texas. Actually, we're going to go to Nathan here. He's via Skype, and you can join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Nathan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Josie. Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
I thought it was interesting that Lysander Spooner seems to address a couple of both of the calls that came up earlier about, you know, whether or not it's aggression against, or whether or not aggression will be used against you if you don't pay your taxes. And then also the caller who talked about the Constitution. Because Lysander Spooner both came up with this, you know, this conclusion that if the Constitution has not been able to prevent the tyranny, then it's either been unable to prevent what we have or it has endorsed it. In either case, it's not fit to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, this is a lesser known thing that he said. He actually came up with something called the aggression principle, which mm-hmm. is the idea that you probably heard every libertarian tell you at one point or another, which is that if you don't pay your taxes, a guy will come to your door with a clipboard. And if you tell him to go away, then a guy will come back and he'll have some cops with him. And if you tell them to go away, then maybe an armored truck will come back. And, you know, eventually things...
They didn't have armored trucks when Lysander Spooner was around. I don't believe you.
Okay. Well, he used the example of highwaymen, I think. It was men with guns. And
yes.
I think the essence of the principle is this escalation idea, is that, and that's what the caller was arguing with somebody, and they said it themselves, if you don't pull over, they'll, you know, do a car chase down the highway. So the escalation itself, I think, is the essence of this principle, that if you refuse to comply, that puts the authority figure or the government worker or whoever you're dealing with in a position that's called a fork. Hmm. They have to either choose to ignore your refusal to comply, in which case their authority is undermined, or they have to choose to escalate their use of force against you.
Absolutely true. Those are sort of the principles there, but that are, you know, that are, I think a lot of civil disobedience is based on that. You know, when you engage in civil disobedience or non-cooperation with the state, that you put them in a difficult position where they have to choose to either crack down and look like little tyrants, or they have to ignore you and look like they're not enforcing their laws consistently. So either way, they lose the public relations game in that case. And the civil disobedient has to put up with whatever the punishment ultimately will be of that. But certainly the further that you push your disobedience, the more violent they will become. They will, unless they back away, like you're saying, they could back away. But generally, in my experience, they tend to continue to ratchet up the violence until they make their point.
I think that in many cases, they think Western civilization will crumble.
They've said things like that in courtrooms.
They do. They think Western civilization will crumble if they do not get compliance in this instance and every instance. And that, to me, I find fascinating. Is your system of governance so fragile that you must enforce your will every single instance? And let's not forget that this will is often enforced by the lowest level foot soldier in the state's army. People that in some communities, they have a limit on IQ for police officers. Most people do not consider the criminal justice degree to have been the biggest, most difficult degree to get. Oftentimes, you're not talking about our philosopher kings here enforcing the law. You're talking about minions, in movie parlance, stormtroopers.
Yeah, it's good. It's interesting you brought up the idea of minions, because that's actually what happened in the Kent State case, is that you just had these basically recruits or whatever they were put in this position where they ended up shooting their weapons. Mm-hmm. And not only were they acquitted criminally, but like you're saying, it's like the fate of civilization depends on making sure they're not punished for what they did. You know, the civil case dragged on for 8 years. The financial settlement was paltry. There really just seems to be this idea that it's so fragile that if we even let the lowest foot soldier suffer the slightest amount of having to, repay anyone for any wrongdoing, then the whole system will collapse.
Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's continue. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, you're on with Ian, Josie, and Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I called in last week, and I think towards the end of the week, the call kind of got derailed. I was talking about basically how to increase the liberty of everyone in society. And I kind of think that every time I bring up something, even if I can show evidence, strong evidence, that the outcome would be better, you guys say that it's stealing, it's forcing people at a point of a gun because taxation is theft. And I kind of wanted to talk
about extortion is really what it is.
Yeah. It could be extortion.
And it's okay to use extortion on people, even if you think the end game will be beneficial to them. It's just a moral position. And obviously you don't agree with it. You think it's totally okay to use extortion on people as long as you think it'll benefit them, right?
No, that's a straw man. I don't think it's okay to use extortion on people. I just don't think that taxation is extortion. And I just...
well, how would you define taxation then? I'd love to hear that.
That's what I'm calling in about.
Wait, we'll find out what Greg thinks taxation is here. He doesn't think it's extortion. Is it a social contract? I don't know what he's going to say. We'll find out here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you'd like to talk to Greg. You can do that. 855-450-3733. What is taxation if it's not extortion? We'll find out. Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you care about privacy online, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They're also the sponsor of our phone lines here. And they encrypt your online data, meaning that before whatever you're doing, whatever website you're looking for, whatever search term you're entering gets to your internet service provider, it's encrypted. So your ISP is no longer able to snoop on you and maybe keep records of everything you're doing, which is probably what they're doing right now. And in some cases, they're keeping those records for up to 5 years. Now then, keep in mind, ProXPN is available for every operating system out there, at least so it seems. Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, Linux users. Setup's a little different on Linux, but it works pretty well, and it's pretty simple to get started. Go and get their software at proxpn.com/FTL. You download that, you install it, and you get started for free. But when you're ready to upgrade to premium, you'll get special perks like unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, the ability to privately torrent, and even get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, it's all there with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. So this is great privacy protection, and it's affordable. In fact, I'd say it's downright cheap. You can actually get it for 50% off their regular price of an annual account by using our discount code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and then the number 50. You can also pay with Bitcoin if you want to save even more. You'll save 62% off of the price of the annual account with code FTLBTC. In fact, we had a gentleman tweet something at us recently. His pleasure with using ProXPN, Dutch Blackwell on Twitter said earlier, I think it was yesterday, he said, I used your promo code, FTL50, also FTLBTC, with ProXPN. It's definitely worth it for the whole year. Easy to use. Definitely recommend, he says. He says he fully endorses this service. So check it out for yourself. ProXPN.com/FTL. Codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. Let's go back to Greg in Brooklyn. He's going to explain to us why it is he doesn't think taxes are extortion. And of course, when I use the term extortion, I mean the idea is you are threatened with violence to give people something that they otherwise didn't earn. Go ahead with your thoughts, Greg.
Sure. I mean, when people have a discussion, it's very easy to shut it down by demonizing the other person, let's say by saying, that's socialism, or, you know, somebody might say, that's wage slavery, or I'm pro-life, or I'm pro-choice. The thing is that you could talk about the substantive issues and talk about what, you know, how people are really affected. I'm, for example, a civil libertarian. I care deeply about personal freedom. And just when I think about economic systems, which economic systems would give the most people the most freedom, I don't think about a laissez-faire free market as being the best system for that. And so if you're saying that taxation reduces people's personal freedom, I am saying there are ways that it can actually increase it as a provable outcome. And if
that's
the case,
more money will make give people more choices, if that's what you're saying. And you could, go ahead and, for instance, what you've suggested in the show is give people sort of a minimum allowance from the government at any point. Then, in the same breath, you call yourself a minarchist while suggesting the largest expansion of social welfare programs the country's ever seen, which, to me, is a flabbergasting statement to make. But,
Well, that would reduce the need. For example, that would completely eliminate the need minimum wage and a whole slew of other programs. Why would you need minimum wage if you're already
by creating the largest social welfare program the government has ever had, you might eliminate the need for some laws. But don't worry, the politicians will go ahead and fill in the gaps of the laws that they feel you need anyway. But what it really comes down to, Greg, this is what you've never been able to address, is that in order to get people to pay into your system, you must do one of two things. You must either create a system that is beneficial for business owners and entrepreneur types to create their businesses, or you must prevent them from leaving. And to some extent, the United States has done the former, but largely it has done the latter. What it has attempted to do is create a system across the planet of people being really unable to move from one country to another country. And you've suggested that you believe that people should be able to secede if that's what they want to do. So I should be able to take my property and move it out of the United States into a magical geographical area I'll call Mark Edge Land. And then I wouldn't have to pay, you know, the property taxes or whatever. But how are you going to forcibly extract money from people to pay for the government programs you want when people can opt out of the programs that you want to forcibly extract money for them for?
Well, first of all, I can say the same thing about your end goal and your system. Sure, you can secede to your magic land, but at the end of the day, that magic land will have to be run somehow. And you want private property, absolute private property, to be the way you run. So anywhere you are on that land, you will be on someone's private property, especially if you're an immigrant. And at that point, you are under their rule. So once again, you have to pay tax in the form of rent to someone. And it's the same system. It's just you're redistributing who is forcing you. In this case, it's the market that's creating market discipline. You have to work in order to survive. Because once again, if you don't work, you're going to get kicked out by your landlord. And if you refuse the landlord, he's going to come with police. And if you refuse the police, you are going to get...
You are not forced to go and get an apartment. You're not forced to go and get a house. There may very well be, even in a system with private property, there may still be private property owners who open up their private property to the public. Like, for instance, there's the homeless place down in Florida. I'm spacing on it right now, but they take Bitcoin, for instance. Mark, you should be able to help me with this. The homeless place in Florida takes Bitcoin.
Oh, it's Satoshi Forest.
Satoshi Forest,
which is Sean's
outpost. Is the name of the group, and they let homeless people come and camp on their land, and they have no problem with it. So those people don't have to pay rent. No one's forcing them to do anything. So there are options out there in the world for somebody that doesn't want to go and be taxed by a landlord. Again, a tax is something that you generally don't consent to, whereas a landlord is something that you consented to when you got into the deal. But again, you haven't really explained to me how it is that it's not extortion when you're taxed. You said you care about personal freedoms, but I don't hear that from you because you don't seem to care about my freedom from being threatened. I would like to have the freedom to not be threatened if I don't want to go along with your program.
What I'm saying is, and I'll try to be very clear, even if you get the laissez-faire market completely without regulation, you will be, not either you or a lot of people in that place will be threatened every day, because if you think the freedom to be homeless or to accept the charity of a person is the ultimate freedom of these people, they could be a lot more free. They could do a lot more with their lives by actually educating themselves and being productive in society. And you're saying, well, it's too bad. You don't have any money. You have to depend
That's
on
the
charity
of
other people.
That's not what I've said. What's wrong with depending on other people for helping you out? I mean, there's nothing wrong with charity. Charity is a great thing.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with charity. What I'm saying is, in that system, a lot of people will be forced, because property is also enforced. They will be forced off the land of other people. They will be forced, access to certain things will be denied because they simply don't have the resources, not even bitcoins. So at that point, what is a person to do? They're kind of stuck at that point, and they're dependent on charity. So, yeah, that's the same as people who depend on welfare. And how is that rent?
So you'd rather those people be, instead of being dependent on charity, which is something that's based on voluntary actions by consenting adults and people who want to help each other, you'd rather those people get on some sort of government handout where everyone is forced by the threat of violence to pay for the people that they may not want to support.
No, no, I'm just saying that that system of property itself rests on the threat of violence. And everyone is enforcing their property rights and their payments and their rent using the threat of violence. So to answer your question, how is taxes...
It may not necessarily be the threat of violence, but I see what you're saying. You're saying that if you were squatting on someone's land, because you don't believe in property, Greg, if you were squatting on somebody's land, then at some point they might use force to get you off of that land, and that's what you're objecting to?
No, no, I believe in property. I just don't believe it trumps every other right. I think there are other rights and other protections that have to be balanced against property.
But you think rights come from a democratic decision? That you think as societies evolve, people develop more rights because they want more rights?
You don't believe in
property,
Greg.
I want a right to a Ferrari.
You don't even believe I own myself. Thanks for the call. More coming up here in moments. Plenty of time for your calls here. If you're on the line, we'll get to you next. This is Free Talk Live.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you are already on the line, we're going to do our best to get you in. If you are not yet on the line, it is probably too late for you tonight. But we do the show 7 nights per week. So if you don't get in tonight, you can always call tomorrow right out the gate, 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time. That's when we're live. So if you're not listening to us live on your local talk radio station, or you're listening via podcast later on, you can still participate in the show by calling during our live hours and bringing up whatever you'd like to discuss. So the outlaw Josie Wales has been with us tonight. I'm glad you came in for the show.
Thanks.
A great way for listeners to get more of you on Twitter at Josie the Outlaw number one. Also Josie Outlaw channel on YouTube. And you're now part of Brutalist Media Productions on YouTube as well.
Yes, sir.
So more liberty-oriented media will be coming out of the Brutalist House, as it is called, here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is right across the street here from the LRN.FM studios, as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Don't forget, you can join us and join Josie as well in real life at the upcoming Keenevention, October 31st through November 2nd. Josie, you're going to be hosting a brand new panel this year, Keenevention in its second year. Now we're going to have the New Movers panel.
Yay.
And I haven't talked to you yet about who you're going to have on, so I'm not asking you to broach that here. I don't know if you've nailed all that down, but you'll have probably three or four panelists plus yourself on stage, and they will all be people who have moved to New Hampshire within the last year, probably, and so we'll kind of get the fresh newbie perspective, the new blood perspective on some of the activism that's going on up here. What are we missing? You know, sometimes it's the new people that can come in and say, hey, we need to do this. You guys aren't doing this yet. Let's do that. So it should be interesting to see what you guys bring to the table. I'm excited about it. Keenvention is happening, again, October 31st through November 2nd. It's $60 for the entire weekend, which is an amazingly low price for a convention-style event. It'll be an intimate convention, and that means it's small. It's not a huge convention. It's in its second year, and it actually can't grow too much larger without it really overfilling the space that we have. It's being held in Keene, New Hampshire, not the biggest metro. We're probably in the largest hotel space in Keene, and with 100 people, it was comfortable. With 200 people, it would get pretty crowded. So I think it's always going to be kind of an intimate affair. And that's actually a cool thing because then you get to meet people. You get to meet everybody rather than just sort of randomly happening into people in an event with like 500 or 700 people.
Right.
So it's a totally different feel. And it's great, too, because we focus on activism. All of the speakers are going to be New Hampshire-based liberty activists. These are people who are the doers. These are the people with the boots on the ground. They're getting it done. These aren't the academics. I mean, there may be some academics among them, but these are the people who are the activists. And many of their names you've heard on this show. You can go to keenvention.info, and you can learn more. Get your tickets there. And by the way, it's $60 or the Bitcoin equivalent, so you can pay for your tickets with Bitcoin. And the hotel's a special price as well. So go check it out at keenvention.info. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Frederick in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frederick.
Hey, guys. Great show tonight.
Thanks.
I was going to present to Greg, the property tax enthusiast, to check out a fellow of the Corporation Nation, Richardson, who interviewed a brilliant, brilliant lady. I wish you would interview her, Tammy Pepperman. And if you go to thecorporationnation.com, Clint interviewed her somewhere in, I think it was July. Oh, man. That'll make Greg's brain go through the center.
Why is that? Can you give me an executive summary of what this is all about? I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
It has something to do with the fact that there have been court cases within the last 10 years. And tomorrow I'll call you back with the names of those. People actually went to court because they said property taxes, compelled performance, forced compliance, do this or else is evidence of a presumed valid contract. And it just so happens whenever I was going to ask Greg, is there any statutory act in any state? I found out in no state is there a statutory mandate to record your private land deed. That's because it would violate the Fifth Amendment, the very last sentence in the Fifth Amendment, private property.
This sounds like a conspiracy theory. Is this one of the legal conspiracies where you're saying that you don't have to pay property taxes if you just utter the right words at the county tax office or something like that?
No. I'm not saying that. No. I'm saying it's etched in stone that the state corporate government cannot violate their own charter, which says in the Fifth Amendment, the last sentence, go read it for yourself.
Without private due process property, of law, not private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation?
That's right. Public use means government use. And, okay, so you have
How's
to
How's this going
to
stop my property taxes? I get what you're saying. There's no meeting of the mind, so there's no contract. It's invalid that there's no agreement to pay property taxes. Good luck convincing the tax bureaucrats of that and the judge.
Yeah. Well, check out Tammy Pepperman, as I
All
said.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It sounds like yet another scheme. There's all kinds of these people online, and I don't know if Tammy is one of them, but there's all kinds of people online who have the Set You Free plan. Just send them $500 via money order or cashier's check, and they will send you back a CD-ROM packed full of all of the secrets of how to escape from the system. Look, you've been snookered. You've been fooled. They've tricked you into these contracts that you didn't even know were there. They're called adhesion contracts, and da-da-da-da-da. It goes on and on and on, and it all sounds like it could be plausible. They cite the Constitution.
Well, the law is just a bunch of ramblings on a piece of paper, too, yeah. So, I mean, you know. Whatever.
Do you believe any of this stuff, Josie? No. You utter the magic words, and then all of a sudden the government, oh, crap, you figured it out. We thought we had the wool pulled over your eyes. All right, I guess you don't have to pay property taxes now.
No, I don't, because they don't. It's not like they're actually, you know, not like the government's actually upholding the laws that they claim to uphold anyway.
They don't even follow their own rules.
They don't even follow their own rules. So what makes anyone believe they're going to follow rules that they forgot that they wrote somewhere along the way? It's along the same lines of the sovereign citizen thing. Mm-hmm. You're not a person. You have a person. That's a whole nother one. All I know
there's
is
no evidence it works. There's just none.
No, they're going to do what they want to do to encroach upon your freedom.
I'd like to put the challenge out there, though. I always like to throw this out there whenever somebody calls with one of these. Please come to New Hampshire and go ahead, take it easy, go downtown, maybe get a parking ticket or something low risk,
yeah.
And then show us how you can get the government to respect your sovereignty,
right.
Through whatever court filings or, you know, magic voodoo mumbo jumbo. Because I used to think this stuff was legit, and I tried some of it and went down in flames. But of course, the people who advocate these things will always say, well, you didn't do it right. You didn't say these words in the right order. And so if I were there, I would have shown you how to do it. Well, come on up. Show us how to do it. We can get video cameras in the courtrooms here. So a lot of these people will also claim, some of them will be honest and they'll say they've never tried it. They've just done research.
Right.
Others will claim they've done it and they've been successful. So the next question I always ask is, well, do you have video? Do you have any audio of?
Let's set the precedent. Here? Let's see you setting the precedent so that we can use that as a basis for.
Right, come on up. Let's show the world how this actually works. I'm willing to go to the. If you come up to New Hampshire and you get some sort of ticket or criminal charge and you can show us how to do this, I'll go into the courtroom. In fact, I'll be there myself on Thursday. And I'm constantly recording video in the court. I will absolutely pledge that if you're going to be in court in Keene, New Hampshire for one of these things where you're going to use some of these sovereign tactics, I'd love to record that and see how that works out for you. Let's continue here. We've got Dan in Southern California. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, good evening. It's really great to see your show again. I've been absent for a while from it. And before I say anything, and I see I don't have much time, but I wanted to make a request, and that is next time if you could move that huge mic so we can see the pretty face of your guest, in this case, Josie.
Another lurker is checking out the beautiful Josie Wales.
Yeah, your two handsome faces are always visible.
Well, the good news
not
is
nearly as interesting, are
Dan,
we?
Dan, the good news is no. Josie has her own YouTube channel, and there's usually no mic in front of your face there.
That's where I discovered her on her YouTube channel, but if you can move that mic, it doesn't take much work.
Okay. Anyway, there you go. Well, we can't do that. We'd like to hear Josie rather than look at Josie. I mean, not that you're bad to look at, but I'd rather hear what you have to say.
So that's an executive decision then to cover her. I can still see her eyes anyway.
Okay, man. That was a creepy way to end the show. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Josie, it's
I
great.
Understand how he Thank feels.
Yeah. Who doesn't like to look at a pretty lady?
That's true.
No doubt. And Josie, I hope you'll come back another time.
Absolutely. I've had a blast. Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, if you didn't get on the air tonight, no worries. Just call us back tomorrow at the beginning of the show. Everybody always loves to call in the last two segments. So we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.